Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today is a special feast day for us children at St. Gertrude's Grave, because it is the feast day of one of the great saints of the Sacred Heart. We might say that St. Gertrude the Great, who's over the altar, is the oldest sister of all of these wonderful saints who spread the Sacred Heart devotion. But St. Gertrude's message was first of all just for herself and for the sisters and for just a few that might read her writings. But then later on, after the Protestant revolt, when there was great trouble in the church, the devil was stirring up false teachings and heresies and making many people doubt God's merciful love, making many people be cold towards Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament and never go to communion or visit our Lord or trust Him or anything like that. Why then, because of these heresies, our Lord raised up another saint who in her character and her personality was quite different from our St. Gertrude, who was still most beloved. And our Lord chose her, a bit like St. Bernadette in modern times, almost because it was so obvious that she couldn't do anything by herself, so no one would question that this was the work of God. And her name is Margaret Mary Alacoque, and that means of the rooster or of the chicken. And sometimes the sisters used to tease her a little bit about that, because when she was a visitation sister, why, she couldn't eat any cheese. She was allergic to cheese, and it made her ill. And the French are great on cheese, of course, and so on days when they didn't have meat, very often it was all there was to eat was cheese, and for a long time she had a great trouble with that. And sometimes they were a little mean to her, you know, as people can be mean to each other sometimes, but she offered all of that up. She saw how God was going to use all of that for His greater honor and glory through her suffering. But I'm ahead of my story. Let me tell you first about St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, who lived in 17th century France, the 1600s, about 100 years roughly before the godless French Revolution. And how she, as a little girl, had a hatred for sin and a great love for Almighty God, and she was sent away for a while to a boarding school with sisters, a convent school it used to be called, and she was very happy there, but at the age of 11, a very difficult time in her life started. At the age of 11, she became very sick, and she was sick for 4 years, and we're not quite sure what she had, but she almost died of it. She was quite ill, and at that time, her father died, whom she loved very much. Well, then, at that point, an aunt moved into the house to help them out. But pretty soon, the aunt and the uncle took over everything in the family. And this aunt and uncle were very mean to St. Margaret Mary's own mother. And this broke our saint's little heart to see her mother treated so terribly. And she herself had a lot to suffer, too. And sometimes they wouldn't let her go to church. She wanted to go to church. It wasn't that far away. You could see the church from the backyard. But they wouldn't let her go just to be mean. And so she would pray in the garden. She did her very best. She would bring in little children from the neighborhood sometimes and teach them catechism and their prayers. Anything that she did, they made fun of her, the other relatives who had moved into their house. And she had a lot to suffer, and sometimes she would spend a lot of time crying, as teenage girls will. But, like St. Teresa the other day, and she grew a little bit older, and she was really in her teen years, by then, of course, she was kind of interested in boys, and interested in parties, and having fun, and things like that. And even though she had made a vow of chastity when she was very little, she didn't quite understand what it meant. So one day, our Lord had to appear to her to say, "Don't do that now. Aren't I more lovable than any boy that you could meet?" In other words, she was meant to be espoused to Jesus, to belong to him. And she had made that promise, and our Lord had chosen her. And so, she said that, yes. But even so, she went back and forth, back and forth. She couldn't make up her mind. It was part of her personality. Should I go to the convent? Which one should I go to? Or should I not go? And our Lord had to kind of nudge her along sometimes. And our Lord was, at this time in her life, of course, very patient with her. But finally she decided to go to the Visitation Sisters, because that was a special order of nuns for women that were not so healthy, or maybe they had some difficulties in the past and they couldn't quite carry out a very strict rule. So she went there, and they were the nuns who were founded by one of our patron saints, Francis de Sales. And the idea there was everyone's supposed to be very kind and very gentle. And sometimes, as I just told you that story about the cheese, sometimes they weren't that way with her. She was very slow. She was one of those people, if you told her something once, nothing. And then maybe a second time, and then the third. And so, and then she was clumsy, too. She was an intermarian, for example, and she would drop things. And the other sisters were tempted to be impatient with her, because it took a long time to get the point across sometimes. But our Lord was very patient with her, and he would appear to her, and he would give her wonderful messages, and then ask her to do difficult things for love of him. For example, to make a holy hour on Thursday night at 11 o'clock at night. And then, this is most of all hard, she was to tell the Mother Superior and the other sisters about the Sacred Heart appearing to her so often. And then our Lord wanted a special feast day, the Feast of the Sacred Heart, the day after Corpus Christi was over, and that our Lord wanted everybody to go to make First Friday. It was our Lord's idea from St. Margaret Mary. And here she was in a cloister, she didn't know anybody, didn't have computers back then or telephones, there was no way to communicate with the outside world. However would she get the message out? And poor St. Margaret Mary would think about this and worry about that. But she had great trust in our Lord, great confidence. Everything worked out just fine in the end. Our Lord sent a holy Jesuit priest, the Blessed Claude de la Colombière, and he would be the confessor. He heard her confession, and that's usually how men with visions got the word out, was through the priest who heard their confession. And he realized that she was a very holy soul, and it must all be true. And so he published retreat notes that he had written out, and then the whole Jesuit order started to believe and practice the devotion, and then the whole Visitation order did, and then pretty soon everybody did. And that's why we have such a great devotion to the Sacred Heart today. And then, of course, when we think of all the wonderful, glorious promises that our Lord made, of course we love the Sacred Heart with all of our heart and all of our soul. Our Lord gave 12 promises to those who practice this devotion. Let's keep those in mind today, and ourselves make a good promise on the feast day of this wonderful little sister, you might say, of the great St. Gertrude, Margaret Mary Alacoque, to be ourselves devoted to the Sacred Heart. I will comfort them in all their afflictions, our Lord promises, and I will put peace in their homes and families, and I'll bless abundantly everything that they try to do, and especially I'll bless every place where a picture of my heart is put up and is honored. And the greatest promise comes to those who make their 9 First Fridays, that he'll be, our Lord will, his heart will, our safe refuge at the last moment, the hour of our death. So I imagine that most of you children have made your First Friday, and the young ones who just made their First Communion will be making their First Fridays now, 9 in a row, with a communion of reparation, as I remind you usually before Mass on the First Fridays for that devotion. That's the story of St. Margaret Mary Alacoque. When she died, she said, "Oh yes, it really is time for me to die, because I don't have anything left to suffer." She suffered very much her whole life long. But she loved our Lord so much that it was as nothing for her. Our Lord, for his part, was suffering very much too, because so many people who wanted to be good didn't know about him, didn't love him, and they didn't trust our Lord anymore. And they stayed very far away from him. And that's how the devil got a lot of his work done. But our Lord opposed it by the Sacred Heart devotion. This is a special devotion of our church children, When you come into church, always look at Jesus, look at his heart, say a little prayer, like Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. What I'm asking to say is, I place my trust in thee. And when you're worried about things that people make fun of you and you're not sure how you could ever get something done, go to the Sacred Heart. Give him that thought or that worry and tell him that you'll tell others about this devotion and try to spread it. If you do that, our Lord promises that your name will be written on his heart and no one could ever erase it. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, I place my trust in thee. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.